Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hawk and Crowder on this Friday. Chris Perkins, Miami Dolphins columnist for the Sun Sentinel. You can read his work at thesunsentinel.com. He joins us now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Perk, how's it going? Thanks for taking the time.
Josh, what's up, man? How you living, man? Is life quieter for you than it is for me, Josh?
It's going great. You know, I wish that you and I were on the golf course right now, but unfortunately, or fortunately, we got to come on here and we got to talk some Dolphins free agency. And Perk, let's start with this because we spent the first segment of the show talking about the Dolphins bringing back Liam Eichenberg yesterday. Of course, they signed James Daniels and Larry Borum, who, in my opinion, is more in the Liam Eichenberg level of effectiveness, shall we say. Generally speaking, What have you made so far of the Dolphins in free agency as far as addressing the offensive line? Obviously, they can still draft a guard then next month. But so far, what have you made of the additions?
Work still needs to be done. Look, James Daniels and Liam Eichenberg and Larry Borum, they're so-so. But they're not going to cure what ails this offensive line. And that's aggressiveness and assertiveness and being able to push defensive tackles off the line of scrimmage. Now, look, I know that I caught a lot of hell online for saying that I think Liam is a starting caliber offensive lineman in this league. He's not what you want, okay? Let's be very clear about that. He's not ideally what you want. So work definitely still needs to be done. It would be great if they could still upgrade a little bit more in free agency, but James Daniels is going to be one of your projected starters, although he's coming off of an Achilles injury, and I'm thinking you draft somebody in the first three rounds to be your other starter at guard. But that work still needs to be done, definitely 100%.
Perk, you can't play no damn golf. What are you talking about?
I thought we were going to play sometime, but I'm still waiting for that text.
No, Perk, I'm just messing with you. Man, are they going about it the right way? I believe that they need to get more aggressive. And just hearing your, hearing what you said about Borum and Daniels and Eichenberg, do you think they're trying to get more aggressive, all push off the line guys, or are they going into this free agent draft period trying to get the same type guys that they've had for the last 4 or 5 years? Because I really believe they need to get more aggressive and physical.
Yeah, no, they definitely do. And I've been saying that since McDaniel has been here. This is a violent, aggressive sport, and they're trying to go at it with speed. You've got to get nasty. You've got to meet violence with violence. And I think that overall, overall, I like what Chris Greer has done this offseason. I like what he did last offseason. Now, clearly last offseason, you didn't get the backup quarterback that you needed. But as far as good guys at a good price and have that correct attitude last year, right? You got Jonnu Smith, Calais Campbell, Abram Brewer, Saran Neal, guys like that. That's what I want to see him do again this offseason, Channing. Not just on offensive line, all over. This whole team needs a culture change, an attitude adjustment. They need to be more mean, more aggressive. And whether you want to start down the offensive line or the defensive line, yes, I would like to see the offensive linemen they get have more attitude, have more nastiness, have more aggression, because that sets a tone for the team. That lets the team know we're coming at the defense, and you can follow our lead. We're going to take you there. The offensive line has never had that attitude under Mike McDaniel.
Perk, you brought up them addressing backup quarterback. What did you make of the Zach Wilson signing? He obviously had a year under Sean Payton in Denver. Saw what they did there. Now he comes to another quarterback-friendly system down in Miami. Hopefully he doesn't have to play, but history outside of 2023 would tell you that he's going to have to make at least one start this season. Do you think that that was the right backup to bring in?
I don't like it, Zach. I don't like it. And the reason that I don't like it is because I think that you need a proven veteran that, look, if you have to come into that huddle, it's going to be in a distressed situation, right? Tua just got hurt. It's the second quarter. You're on the road. You don't want to look up in that huddle and see Skylar Thompson or you know, Tim Boyle. You want to look up and see Joe Flacco or somebody like that. You know, even a Marcus Mariota, I know you can't get Tyrod Taylor, but a Tyrod Taylor, an Andy Dalton, somebody who has been there. I just think that, and Channing, you could speak to this a lot better than me, but I just think that when that backup quarterback comes in and Tua has been concussed or whatever and everybody is kind of in shock, you need that calming influence of a veteran. I'm not sure you want to look up and go, Zach Wilson, he really haven't done this before. So that's what I don't like about it. And the other thing that I don't like about it is I do think that this is more Mike McDaniel quarterback whisperer, a project type of a thing. I would rather a finished product than a project type of thing. Look, remember, Tua has been hurt early in the season a couple of times, right? Week 4 in Cincinnati in 2022, week 2 Buffalo 2024. So just in case, that needs to be ready like week 1. I'm not sure you can get him ready that quickly.
Yeah, Perk, it's interesting you say that because we had talked about that, and it's what Hawk felt like this was as well, almost like some sort of reclamation project for Mike McDaniel. He had that with Tua. I know he succeeded with Tua, but like this isn't the time, right? What I'm struggling to understand here, Perk, is I was under the impression this was put up or shut up year for Greer and McDaniel, and truthfully Tua as well, but the moves that they're making, and I know, look, it's early in free agency or it's early still. We have the NFL draft, but the moves they're making aren't exactly indicative of a brass who feel like this is their last year to make this work.
Yeah, Solana, they don't have any money. And this is those extensions that you gave out last year coming back to bite you in the butt. And so you can probably afford like one, you know, decent price free agent last year. It was Jordan Brooks, I think, at maybe 3 years for 27 or something like that. You gave James Daniels 3 for 24. I think that if you've got like a high-priced cornerback, Asante Samuel's probably out of your range, maybe Rasul Douglas, that could kind of make some sense because you would look at it like this. Okay, I've got you know, Jalen Ramsey there, and I've got Tater Kohu. So if I get another good corner, well, maybe I can slack off on safety a little bit. I've got Jordan Brooks. I've got Zach Sealer. I've got my edge rushers. Maybe I can make some stuff happen defensively. I could see you thinking big picture like that, but really, I'm not sure if they're going to go for another high-priced free agent. I don't know if they can really afford anybody of impact, but that's the situation you're in. You gave out all those extensions, and these guys didn't take you to the promised land, and now you have to live with that for another couple of years. Like, you can't get out of this. You're stuck, and you've got to make it work somehow.
And Perk, I got to ask you. Somebody asked me, so I use y'all smart guys to get my answers. But it's actually a good point. They were saying, like you said, we're paying two all that money. We're giving Jalen the extension, giving Tyreek the extension. You know, Jalen Ramsey's making a bunch of money, and all the guys making money, they don't have money to spend. Like, there's a salary cap in football, but they have 11 picks. How many picks have to make impact on this team? Does it have to be two guys starting? Three guys starting? Like, if you have 11 picks, this is on Chris Greer, and I say I'm calling him out. He's a friend of mine. I know Chris Greer was with the Dolphins the whole time I was there. He's still there. How many of 11 picks have to impact this team this year?
Well, they've been adjusted back down to 10 picks, Shannon. The NFL just found out they erred, and they're taking one of the fourth-round compensatory picks away. However, I think really you probably need, at the minimum, two starters and a major contributor. If you get three starters, that's hitting a home run in this draft. But you need that type of help. And look, I would really say this, that, you know, the draft, you want to get the starters out of there because you have the picks, but you just need rookie starters. Rookie, I don't care if it's a Tater Kohu undrafted rookie. That's not going to look good starting over the third-round guy, but you just need an influx of help. And they have done okay on the undrafted rookie. Storm Duck with that guy this year. Robert Jones has been that guy in the past. You can find maybe two starters and a contributor, but you've got to get at least two starters. I don't care if it's in the draft, in the first couple of rounds, first and seventh round, and then an undrafted. You need an influx of young, talented help, and you probably need it immediately. Like Chop last year, it took them like 6 weeks to get going. If you get a starting guard, say, you can't wait 6 weeks. You need him to impact immediately. So that's the other thing you're up against. But, yeah, I would say two starters and a contributor minimum.
And it's just, and I don't know, just let me know if it's an outlier type thing. My rookie year, Ronnie started, I started, Matt Ross started, and Travis Daniels started. I remember Vontae, God rest his soul, and Sean Smith started off bat. Like, it's that hard to find rookie starters? Because it seemed like some of the guys I was playing with were puppies, and they can contribute immediately.
Well, look, during the rebuild, the Dolphins did find them, right? In Tua and Austin Jackson and Rob Hunt. Javon Holland, you know, this team was loaded with a bunch of young talent for a while, and then you decided, at those picks, we're going to try to win now. So you traded first-round picks for Tyreek and for Bradley Chubb. But you did. I mean, Chris Greer did find some guys. Now, you had a lot of picks. But look, I kind of trust Chris Greer on the first and second-round picks. I know that Cam Smith is in that second-round grouping, but Chris Greer likes to say his first draft was 2016 with Xavier Howard being the second-round pick. And, you know, you got Christian Wilkins and Tua and Austin Jackson, and you know the list. I know Noah Igbinoghene is on that list, but first and second round, he's been okay. Liam is a second-rounder. He's been okay. It's in the third round, Channing Tindall and those guys, where it starts to fall off, and you do still need to find contributors in the third and fourth round. So for the Dolphins, it hasn't really been that hard until you started saying F those picks, and then it started getting harder to find those rookie starters to me.
linebackers for the Dolphins named Channing. I mean, really should avoid those. Perk.
we won for two. We won for two, Josh.
you're on my good side yet.
Perk, I wanted to ask you, one of the guys that the Dolphins were rumored to be in on was Joey Bosa. Bosa signed a one-year deal with Buffalo. And obviously, when you look at the fact that the Bills are closer to winning at this point than the Dolphins are, the decision makes sense. But is there anything more to read into that situation that the Dolphins, Joey Bosa's hometown team, he could come back here down to Florida where he lives in the offseason, and he decided to go sign in Buffalo? Is there anything more to just to it than just how Buffalo's closer to winning?
I think that that's probably the biggest thing, that Bosa looks at it and he saw the Super Bowl just like everybody else, and he might have thought, you know what, if we can put some pressure on Patrick Mahomes, we can get out of the AFC Championship and into the Super Bowl, and maybe I can be the guy who can help them do that. Look, I don't know that this is a any kind of a bad statement on the Dolphins or a guy not wanting to play for the Dolphins. I think this is a guy who's up in his career, and yes, this would have been an opportunity to play for your hometown team, but you're trying to get a ring, and you have a way better chance in Buffalo than you do in Miami. So I haven't heard anything different, so that's how I'm choosing to look at it until I hear something different, Jeff.
Last one for you, and then we'll let you go.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Really quickly, should be a very simple answer. Earlier we were talking about, and you brought this up, how the Dolphins have very little cap space. In fact, I think they're over the cap right now. In like 30 seconds, could you explain how the Dolphins get back under the cap and become compliant with a full set of draft picks they got assigned coming up?
Yeah, I'm going to say that you're probably going to have to watch who you sign in the future. You might have to cut some guys in the future and make some decisions like that. You're not going to go back to Tua and read his contract, because as it is, you can get out of his deal after 2026. If you redo it, you're extending this marriage. And at this point, I don't think anybody wants to do that. Well, Tua would. And nobody in the Dolphins front office wants to do that. So you're going to have to be creative. There'll be probably some guys on the payroll right now who end up losing their jobs in training camp.
Well, Perk, always appreciate you taking the time to join us. We got to get out on the golf course again soon. Maybe Channing will join us. Maybe he won't. I'm going to say probably not. But Perk, thanks as always for your time. Truly appreciate it.
Y'all shooting 180s, man. I'm not going out there with y'all shooting 180s.
Hey, Crowder, what's your career best? Exactly.
Y'all don't even got drivers. All y'all do is got iron.
Yeah, Shannon. By the way, Shannon, I'm shooting some Tito's out there too now. So don't, come on now.
Perk knows how to have a good time on the course. I can vouch for that.
Perk, I do.
Perk, I got I got a little pouch in the front of my bag that we can open together. It's a lot of items in there.
There we go. There we go. Now I know we're playing. Let's book a tee time. Let's play. Let's do it.
Chris Perkins, Miami Dolphins columnist for the Sun Sentinel. Read his work at thesunsentinel.com. Perk, thanks again.
All right, fellas.
Really quick before we go to break, just want to remind you, WQAM invites you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets from March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, almost said LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages available at Ticketmaster, and get all the info at WQAM.com. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, you must be 21 years or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood. Sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.